A congressional committee examining oversight of state veterans' homes during the pandemic heard today from a former superintendent of the Holyoke Soldiers' Home, site of one of the deadliest COVID-19 outbreaks in the country. Paul Barbani, who was superintendent for 5 years at the state-run long-term care facility for veterans in western Massachusetts, called for a strategic partnership between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and state veteran homes.
Through a professional partnership and collaboration, we have a unique opportunity to vastly improve the quality of veteran care for future generations, not only in my home state, but throughout our great nation.
Testifying remotely at the hearing by the House Committee on Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Health, Barbani said a partnership would allow staff at state-run homes to attend VA training and have access to online VA resources. He said there could be collaboration in areas including behavioral health, dietary services, and infection control.
The Department of Veteran Affairs and the state homes share a sacred and moral obligation to provide for quality care, whether in a community living center or state home.
Barbani was superintendent at the Holyoke Soldiers Home from 2011 to 2016 when he retired. He's now a member of the Holyoke Soldiers Home Coalition, which consists of veterans advocates and residents' family members. The organization is lobbying for more staffing, major renovations to the facility, and changes in oversight.
It is the coalition's belief that the lack of sufficient staff and overcrowded rooms were root causes of the rapid spread of the virus, resulting in the death of 76 veterans at the home.
A report released last month by former federal prosecutor Mark Perlstein, who investigated the Soldiers' Home for Governor Charlie Baker, blamed the outbreak on a series of utterly baffling decisions by the people in charge at the home. Earlier this week, the state announced that a veteran at the Soldiers' Home who had previously appeared to have recovered from COVID-19 had tested positive again. He was transferred to a hospital. The people who had been in contact with him are quarantined, and visitors are again not being allowed. Barbani said he's convinced the Soldiers' Home is not ready to handle a possible second surge of the coronavirus.
They better call the National Guard now and put them on orders, because if it happens, the problem at Holyoke becomes, who wants to work there now? You can't even hire people. It's going to be a challenge to get people to go and commit to working at that facility. So that's going to be a long-term rebuilding of that facility.
Congressman Richard Neal, the Springfield Democrat, introduced Barbani to the committee, describing him as an undaunted advocate for the Holyoke Soldiers' Home.
Like Mr. Barbani, I welcome the report of the Massachusetts Governor Baker's administration, which was released in June, that pointed to a clear need for more transparency and, indeed, accountability.
The VA employs a contractor to conduct annual inspections of state-owned soldiers' homes, but has no direct role in how the places operate. Subcommittee Chairwoman Julia Brownlee, a Democrat from California, called the federal oversight of the state homes loose.
We have a moral and ethical obligation to ensure that residents of state veteran homes are afforded similar access to safe, high-quality care and protections during the pandemic.
U.S. Representative Neil Dunn of Florida, the ranking Republican member of the subcommittee, said the autonomy of the states must be respected. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.